Hey friend, I'm Micah McCurry. Welcome back to Bible Tract Echoes. Thank you so much for joining me here as we conclude the week. We've been interviewing different members of our staff here at Bible Tracts Incorporated. And today, do we save the best for last, Brother Weston?
Probably not.
So Weston is, you are the youngest member of our staff? Is that?
Yes, sir.
That's true. Okay. Weston, freshman in Bible college. How about that? So just graduated last year. And what are you studying?
I am studying to be an assistant pastor. Right now, my emphasis is in ministry and in graphics.
Very good. So he does a lot of graphic stuff for us and kind of had gotten your feet wet with it just a little bit, learning from your youth pastor, who happens to be Austin Marriott, Director of Operations, Lead Designer here, and kind of always had a little bit of an interest in it, seeing Brother Austin do different things, and now he gets to scratch that itch. He's been a part of Bible Tract Echoes, doing some of the audio stuff, some of the different audio editing, and making some different short form content, all kinds of different stuff. But Weston, thanks for joining me today, man. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so Weston, you've been a part of my home church. Now, it's only, I guess, been my home church for the last 4 years or so, but it was my wife's home church. It is all her life, basically, except for when I took her away to Ohio when I was an associate pastor. But you've grown up here in Dwight, Illinois, right?
Yes, sir.
Kind
my
of
whole life.
Town of, for those unaware, it's a town of 4,400 people, thereabouts. Walmart's 25, 30 minutes away or so, and that's been life. And now you moved on to the big city. You're for Bible college and all those things. But tell me about how you first kind of remind me. How did you first start at BTI? How did that kind of come about?
I think Austin talked to me first about it. Well, the first time I ever went, well, we were still in Bloomington.
Yeah.
I probably just went to help a day or something, a couple times like that. And then eventually, once we moved here, then I started working on Fridays.
Absolutely. And so the opportunity to kind of start, you'd probably put in a lot of orders and boxes,
right,
even things like that, and did a good job with that. And you probably started a year and a half ago or so, maybe
something like that.
2 years ago, maybe first. I mean, we were in Bloomington two
right.
years ago now. So if you were going down there, just kind of helping out, volunteering a little bit here and there. And then Lord allowed you to kind of come on more of a full-time basis. And you kind of work remote in Bible college, have kind of an office set up there, and you're able to work on those types of things. But as you have been a part of BTI, for those that are listening out there, maybe something behind the scenes that you either enjoy about BTI or something that you're like, I bet people listening don't know this. Is there something that comes to mind for our listeners?
I think maybe the camaraderie we have between us. We all have known each other before
right.
we started this.
Right.
And now we have an opportunity to work together with people that have like faith.
Amen.
And are like-minded.
Well, and that's, truthfully, that's one of the coolest things about working with the people that we partner with outside of BTI. We print tracks here, of course, and you're talking about the kind of internal team that we have, but we get to print tracks for people of like faith and people that are, I was talking to Brother Matt earlier this week, and he talks to a lot of folks on the phone, of course, but the opportunity that we have to partner with people that are excited about evangelistic things. Evangelistic Christians are just good people to be around, you know? And so I think that's part of the reason why our team here at BTI is so awesome. But as you, I realize we haven't really introduced yourself all that much besides just saying hello to Weston. So tell us about your family for just a moment.
My mom, Jane. Hi, Mom.
she was waiting for that, I'm
right,
sure.
Right. And then Laura is my sister. And my dad passed away a couple years ago,
yeah,
but his name was Jesse.
Amen. Good man and a captain of a bus route, just a faithful layman. And your mom has been kind of an executive secretary for Midwest Christian Boys Football Camp, something that's very near and dear to me and you. And Lord's blessed both of us with a good heritage. And praise the Lord for your mom's faithfulness. And now your sister graduated from Bible college,
yes,
not
sir.
That long ago, and moving on to the next steps in life for her. But as you think back on some of the things, and the reason I'm asking this question is because when we talk about legacy at BTI, it's not just a blind respect or a blind allegiance to people that came before. People God's people, generations past, gave us something. So you're a mature young man. What are you, 18, 19 these days? 19 years old, old man now. But what are some things about your home church, the Christian school that your home church has, your pastor? You've had the same, he's been a pastor for 38 years, right. My father-in-law. And so he'd been your only pastor. What are some things that you learned as you look back on the legacy of those that came before you? And praise the Lord, we're not writing, and I would say in your father's case, we're not writing eulogies for them, but some have passed on. I think of Ted Houston's of the world and then Jesse Colvin's and different folks like that. But if you're looking back on those folks, what are some things you learned that you are now, your first years of adulthood, that you're kind of applying, but as you're talking to parents out there, things that they should try to instill in their kids?
I think one thing that I've found that I didn't know beforehand that it was going to be so important, but just making decisions before it actually comes up, whether it's through a temptation or it's when this situation comes up, I've already settled what it is. So I don't have to think about it.
Absolutely.
And does it put me in a situation, being a younger person, you know, though some things are just, I don't know, you're more up in the air about things. You're still forming what is it you're believing about everything.
Right.
And so I think just having a firm grounding from my parents and from my church is just really important.
Amen. I heard wise man say many when I was your age, and it was like, that's a good thought. I'm gonna tuck that back in my mind, but it's become more and more true. He said this, great decisions are made before great decisions have to be made. And we think we can trust ourselves in the moment. It's like waking up at 5:30, like, I'm going to go for a run. So you never feel like going for a jog at 5:30 in the morning. But if you put your clothes out the night before, at least there's one, you know, you've kind of made some decisions beforehand. Right. And little things like setting your alarm. If you don't set your alarm, I can tell you, friend, I'm not waking up at 5:30. I mean, it's no different for you. Waking up for a test, waking up for going to class, whatever it may be. And one of the cool things about Weston, the opportunity to have him on staff here, of course, Austin, my brother-in-law, youth pastor. And so he, of course, has got to watch you grow up. He's been youth pastor for almost 10 years now,
probably. As long as I've been in
the experience. Yeah. And so the opportunity to kind of know you and known commodity kind of coming on board. So for folks that are unfamiliar with what you kind of do at BTI, give me just a play-by-play. I know the weeks can change. You have a crazy boss sometimes who just throws weird things at you. And thank you for that. What are some things for people that listen, tell them about what you would do in a fairly normal week.
Well, usually on Monday, I have a staff meeting, and then after that, I communicate a lot with I do correspondence with the customers. And then
for folks that are not familiar, because I actually haven't talked about that a whole lot on the radio. For folks, we, of course, our tracks are free, as Lord provides. Right. We put out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 million of them a year. But there are folks, customers of, I say partners of ours, that would like custom information, maybe a church or something like that information. And so that's who you're talking to, because we want to make sure we don't mess the phone number up or the email address. And so making sure all those things. So you communicate with those folks. And then what else?
I edit the audio for this.
So if you listen, he helps make me sound good on the radio.
I try.
Yeah. He does the best he can. He doesn't have much to work with, though.
And then I work on those tracks, whatever else I get told to do.
Well, recently, so something small, we have kind of a theme this year, like 1% better, just trying to get a little bit better each week. And so a small thing that you actually did the design for was, We put out, obviously, a lot of packages. I was talking to Todd earlier the week, and it's like 20 a day, maybe like 100 a week packages going out the door. But so many of them are just in like brown boxes without any, when I say branding, I just mean something indicating that this came from Bible Tracks Incorporated. And so you design a sticker to go on there. And so if when people can look out the door, it's like, you know how it is, that little endorphin rush when there's an Amazon package out there. To be frank, I think we should be more excited about getting gospel tracks than we are Amazon packages. If it's a blank, you know, brown box, you're not sure what it is. So little things like that. There's a magnet that we're going to be giving out to all of our donors in a month or so. And just a little thing, just a reminder about where to get tracks, how to pray for us, all of those things. And so we're very blessed to have Weston on the team. But as you're listening out there, you realize there are a lot of cogs in this thing. I mean, for a custom order, we want it to be perfect. We want it to be right for the audio for this broadcast. We want it to be good so you folks can hear and understand what's being said. All the different things. I mean, just today, I got an email from with Austin. We're printing some tracks for a person. I'm not going to give you too much detail for security's sake. A partner of ours in Ukraine who gets to be in the camps where the new recruits for the Ukrainian army come and are trained before they go to the front line. And we're not talking like 6-12 months of training. It's like weeks of training because they have to get them to the front line because they're so light on forces. And regardless of where you sit on the socio-political, the geopolitical issues of that part of the world, I can tell you that these young men about to go into war, I shouldn't say young men, it's men of all ages, about to go into literal combat, he gets to give each and every one of them a gift bag with an apple or an orange, a fresh t-shirt, and gospel tracts that we printed. And the reason but where I'm going with that is, but Austin just today sent me a text, an email with a couple of PDFs for these tracks and said, hey, can you just look these over real quick to make sure everything looks good before you print another like 20,000 of them? And to God be the glory, these tracks are now going to be in production here very soon. And we get to print these for this missionary, but that's one of those small things. That's kind of behind the scenes. You maybe don't think about it often. And so you get to be a part of that. Mother Weston, any other howdies or anything like that? I noticed you haven't said hello to your sister yet. Was there a reason for that, or?
I don't know. Hi, Laura.
Well, hello, Laura. But we're thankful for Miss Jane. Actually, just the other night, had a conversation with her about a football camp meeting that we have coming up and all this type of stuff. It's been awesome. Weston, thank you so much for, number one, taking the time, for being part of the team, and for all you do at BTI. For those listening out there, if you have a question for Weston about his crazy boss, any of those type of things, or for any of the folks that we've had on all this week, we'd love to hear from you. As always, you can text me directly at this number. I'm going to give it to you real slow twice, okay? I want you to text me if you have a question, a comment, even a critique. I'd love to hear from you. That cell number is 309-316-7240. Again, that's 309-316-7240. Now, Weston, I'll let you sign off and say goodbye to mom and sister. Would you like to do that?
My mom, I love you. My Laura, I love you too.
the last one was a little begrudging, but we'll accept it. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in all this week. I'm excited about what we have in the future for Bible Tract Echoes. Have a great day for His glory. We'll plan on talking to you soon. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracks, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.